What's up, y'all, and welcome back to Danny's a Talk. I'm your host, Robert, and today we have a lot of very dope stuff to talk about, primarily the upcoming fall video game lineup. So I hope everybody out there has been doing well. I'm busy as always, but life is good, and I'm very excited to record this, because as I was kind of like thinking through my head of like, okay, I'm gonna talk about this show or that thing or whatever, I started kind of overcomplicating things, and I'm like, Robert, that's not how we do things. You know, we like to just, you know, do what is on my heart, what is on my mind, and that is video games right now, and of course a couple of shows. But before I get into all that, as always, if this is your first time here, welcome. But if you're a returning listener and or watcher, then welcome back. Y'all know here at Danny's a Talk, it's all about fatherhood and family, manga, animated TV and movies, and video games. So, what, Vash? I don't have the tablet, son. Vash.
Yes?
Vash. I don't have it.
Where's your tablet?
It's on the bed, son. Not even a minute and a half into the show, I could hear the pitter patter of his feet coming. I could hear the stampede coming, and of course, like always, it wouldn't be a Danny's Talk episode without Vash having a special appearance, and I'm not gonna cut that one out. Y'all would just hear him in the background and stuff. So, but yeah, like I said, I hope everybody out there is doing well. I hope life is treating you good. I hope anybody that might have been affected by all the different crazy stuff that's going on in the world, I hope you are safe and taken care of, because it's so much craziness just going on all across the world. But yeah, like I said, today, the primary topic of the show will be talking about what games I'm excited for from now through the remainder of the year. Some stuff I might want to put on y'all's radar to kind of be on the lookout for, aside from like all the big stuff everybody knows, but we'll get to that in a second. Like I said, in general, life and stuff has been pretty solid. Few stressful things here and there, like we might be going in the morning to get my wife a new car, because which kind of sucks, because I'm kind of putting this precarious position. Oh, and shout out to real quick my infamous video game shirt, probably the oldest piece of clothing merch I have, because I got this, I've had this since the game came out in 2009, and it's still my one of my favorite comfort shirts. But yeah, so you know, I'm kind of in this weird situation with my wife's car, to where like I am literally in the home stretch, and y'all probably heard me talk about it a few months back, but literally I'm under $3,000 left to pay on the car, and so it would have been paid off by Christmas. But especially after the accident that happened with the car last Christmas and different stuff that's happened throughout the year or whatever, it's kind of that thing of like, okay, do I want to pay it off and then be dealing with more repairs and stuff, whatever, or just go ahead and just bite the bullet now, trade it in, upgrade it or whatever. And you know, because especially with how busy my family is and our lifestyle and stuff with all the sports and the traveling and stuff, whatever, we gotta have reliable, dependable transportation for my family and stuff, especially my wife and kids. So that'll be the move. So hopefully we can go get that stuff situated in the morning, or by the time y'all are hearing this, maybe it's already happened. But so yeah, so that's going on. But you know, that kind of one thing I kind of wanted to touch on a little bit that was kind of like on my mind was, I guess, kind of like, and I of course, like I said, I know there's so much crazy stuff going on out there in the world or whatever, but it's like just putting out a message to kind of like, regardless of how crazy life and stuff may be, can you, or, you know, maybe there are certain things or goals that you are wanting or whatever, or things might be falling in place like you want them to be. Sometimes we have to like take a moment to step back and just kind of reflect on where we currently are, where we've been on our journey of life. And so, like, while of course there are so many, of course there's so many things that I'm hoping for and goals I'm trying to reach, whatever. Like, of course I want to get out of this freaking small apartment and stuff, and, you know, get a big house and all these different things. But those things will come in due time, because I will say, you know, I am kind of like, I'm reflecting or whatever. I'm grateful and fortunate and blessed and whatever other verbiage and term you want to use to have a home, period. Because I see it every day, especially over in the area where I work, where especially like with how crazy these heat, the heat and temperatures and stuff are, I'm grateful to have a home, someplace safe to lay my head at night and stuff. It might not be the best and perfect, but it's better than, you know, the alternative. And same thing with the work or whatever. I'm glad to have a majority stress-free and flexible job and working situation to where, you know, I can kind of adjust my schedule as I need to or whatever, kind of, you know, within reason, of course, kind of come and go as need be. I have a very understanding and awesome manager and team and stuff at work to where, you know, if I need to leave early for something or come in late or whatever the case may be or whatever, you know, we have that flexibility to kind of do those things. And like I said, like, some of these thoughts just kind of just like reflected in my mind again as I was driving somewhere near work or whatever one day, or it's just wherever, just driving, and, you know, I'm, you know, just looking out while I'm at the light or whatever, and I see somebody, you know, walking, you know, down the sidewalk or whatever with groceries from, they went to the store or whatever. And it just kind of just took me back to when I grew up or whatever, like, you know, in my home or whatever, we never had a car. Growing up, I don't even think my mama had ever even got a driver's license, you know, in the 60 plus years that she lived or whatever. So we never had a car. And so I definitely remember plenty of times where it was like, hey, you know, my mama, either both of us together, or she would send me, or whatever the case may be, or my mama would go by herself, whatever the case may be, but it was like, hey, we gotta go grocery shopping or whatever. And if we didn't have a family member or a friend that was available to take us or whatever, well, hey, we walk into the store, we walk into Brookshire Brothers, we walk into Walmart, wherever, and walking back with the groceries and stuff, whatever. And so, you know, it is what it is. You know, you definitely, you know, do what you got to do to live and to survive. But it's like seeing stuff like that, just like I said, just took me back to those older days of my youth of like, man, I'm grateful I don't have to do that anymore. And that's also kind of why, you know, while, yeah, sometimes I might gripe and whatever, I do still, like, for my kids' friends who might need a ride home from practice or after a game or whatever, me and my wife are always down to do that. Like, we are the household, we are the parents that are in that role, because once again, myself growing up, you know, I was always having to ask for a ride home, or once again, fortunately, because of where we lived in town, it wasn't too crazy for me to walk, whatever. It was literally like down the streets, so to speak, whatever, or across the highway, whatever. So worst case scenario, whatever, I could walk home if nobody was available to, whatever. But that's why, like, so I do those things to where, you know, I'm going to picking up my kids from school or practice, whatever. Like, hey, so-and-so needs a ride. It's like, whatever, sure, you know, take them, whatever, and drop them off, because we've seen so many situations to where, you know, we've been driving home after a game or whatever, and one of my kids' friends or teammates or whatever is walking, we'd be like, hey, you need a ride. Because I'll never forget, and I probably talked about this on the podcast at the time, but it's like, I'll never forget, after one of my daughter's games, my wife was kind of, you know, late coming back home or whatever, because we literally live around the corner from the school or whatever. And so she was like, yeah, we had to give, you know, her my daughter's friend a ride home or whatever. And I mapped it out, and the walk was estimated to take at least 40 minutes. Now, that might be doable for me as a 33-year-old adult, but asking a teenage girl to walk that far because I guess her older sister was supposed to pick her up, and that fell through, and so the mama told her, hey, well, you better walk home. And this was in, like, November at nighttime, freaking super cold temperatures. It's like, no, we're not going to let that girl walk home. The world too crazy and all that stuff, whatever. So, but anywho, like I said, that's why I do those things, because I remember being in that position of, you know, having to ask or whatever. So, but anywho, like I said, I just hope that, you know, just wanted to just say that up top, whatever, before we roll into the full topic and stuff, whatever, just kind of like taking time to reflect on where we've been through, where we've come and stuff, whatever. So, cause at the end of the day, whatever problems and stuff and, you know, financial constraints and stuff, whatever, come up, whatever, it's not the end of the world, you know, because honestly, you know, if it truly came down to it or whatever, we would just like yank our kids out of sports for a short period of time or whatever, because that's where a lot of money goes to. Because when it's kind of like looking through, you know, financial things or whatever, like, okay, you know, paying this or that or whatever, but, you know, but we do make those sacrifices within reason, to allow them to have those opportunities and do those different things or whatever. So, but anyway, like I said, just kind of wanted to touch on that stuff to start the show off, whatever. So, but yeah, so gaming, let's talk about it. So, hopefully, I'm going to hopefully put a link in the description of either the YouTube video, if you're watching this, or on the podcast feeds for the audio, to where I'm using Game Informer. Always does a super awesome calendar of video game releases and stuff. And so I figured, you know what, that'd be the, you know, great thing for me to use. And like I said, kind of before diving in, there are so many games, like right now is like the pocket to where it's like, okay, things are about to like crank up 100% or whatever. And, you know, it kind of made me think, you know, or kind of like fantasize in a way of like the people who, like the bigger content creators and reviewers and stuff, whatever, of like, I don't know how I would be able to handle with how my life and stuff is, whatever, if I was fortunate enough to be in the position to where, you know, I'm at work or I'm just doing whatever, and I get an email from a game company being like, hey, here's your code for, you know, whatever game and stuff, because of course, you know, the big one, a lot of the reviewers and stuff are playing now is Starfield, which we'll talk about in a bit or whatever. But it's just like imagining just like being in that position. And sometimes it's like, man, like the weight of that or whatever. Or I don't know if I would be able to, I don't know if that would, you know, if I would be able to do that or whatever. But who knows? Maybe I'm fantasizing about nothing, about something that may never even happen to me, whatever. But anyway, like I said, so that's kind of why I figured that this was like a perfect little pocket window for me to do this or whatever, because it's a lot of good things on the horizon. Obviously, a lot of big stuff most people are aware of, but like I said, I also kind of want to do what I like to do, which is talk about some of the hidden gems as well as the big stuff, whatever, that I'm excited for that I wanted to put on y'all's radar. So, like I said, we're using the Game Informer release calendar and stuff, and how I'm going to do this. And of course, I should have mentioned this earlier in the show, whatever, I will have timestamps and stuff, as I always do with my podcast. But how I'm going to handle this is that we will go through things month by month and just take it kind of leisurely, within a sense, whatever, and kind of take a look at what's coming up. All right, so starting with August, and of course we're towards the end of August now, but I'm kind of go back through the upper parts and just kind of shout out a few things, because as I was kind of like looking through this list the other day, as I was beginning to come up with the idea for this episode or whatever, I'm already kind of making note, and I'll call them out as I get to them, whatever, of like, there's some stuff that I know for sure I'm not going to be able to play day one, that will go on my list of like, hey, Black Friday, holiday sales, you know, I definitely feel like it'll be at least a few games that will go on that list for me to purchase whatever. But yeah, so let me see. So one of the big ones that a lot of people are playing that it's not really my thing, whatever, but is Baldur's Gate 3 is already out on PC. And this game kind of has this kind of like funny thing, which it's just one of those things to where it's like sometimes one change or delay or decision or whatever can greatly change the trajectory of a game's success or failure. And so with Baldur's Gate 3, the way they kind of staggered their releases or whatever is potentially unintentionally genius, because originally it was all going to come out towards the end of the month or whatever, in the end of August, being beginning of September, but they ended up moving the PC release up to the beginning of the month, and that gave it space from Starfield and gave it time to breathe. People seem to be loving it and enjoying it and stuff, whatever. And then the PS5 release will be coming out the same day as Starfield. That's two appearances from Vash. but yeah, so the PS5 release of the game is going to be coming out the same day as Starfield comes out on Xbox and PC or whatever. So that's like another like second wave of attention. But the reason why that happened is that I guess Xbox has this kind of like parity clause with developers, where it's like, hey, whatever features and stuff that you put on the Series X version needs to be able to work on the Series S version. And so that's why the Xbox version got delayed. Well, they just announced earlier today, whatever, as I'm recording, that they are making an exception for it or whatever. And so it still won't be coming out until a little bit later or whatever. But yeah, so Baldur's Gate 3 is getting its moment in the sun, which like I'm very happy for those fans. Let me see. Atlas Fallen, that was one I was originally kind of potentially interested in, but I didn't hear too many good things about it, so that'll just pass. Maybe someday if it ends up on Game Pass or PlayStation Plus, I might pick it up. What else? I am still so sad about this Red Dead Redemption. They're doing a port of the PS3 version to PS4. No extra bells and whistles, no frame rate cleanup, none of that stuff, whatever. It's just the game from freaking 13 years ago or however long ago it was, in 2010 or whatever, and they're still charging $50 for it's coming to the PS4 and the Switch. Very disappointed in that one. So but moving right along, here's one a lot of people are excited about. I never played Jet Set Radio back in the day, I guess on the Sega Dreamcast and stuff, but this Bomb Rush Cyberpunk. And I guess it's kind of like a spiritual successor to that game. I believe it's out on PC and Switch right now. And then it's coming out on other consoles and stuff. I think that like in a few weeks or whatever. So if you are a fan of Jet Set Radio and stuff back in the day, then that might be one you might want to check out and stuff. Madden, don't give a care about that. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Now, I have no interest in this. Y'all know me. I don't really do much with the spooky games and stuff. But my wife has actually been playing it. And it makes sense because, of course, it's a online kind of like a asymmetric type of game. And I know she likes those because, of course, she enjoyed the Friday the 13th game back in the day. And I know some of those people from that team is working on this Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which is out now, and it's actually on Xbox Game Pass. So if you got Game Pass, hey, download it, check it out. It seems like she's been enjoying it or whatever, but just still kind of like trying to get used to the controls and stuff. Fort Solace is one I'm a little mixed on. Now this one feel like it just kind of got shadow dropped out of nowhere, because I remember hearing about it a while back. Oh, guess the website don't want to load. But Fort Solace is one. Now this is kind of more like classified as kind of like walking similar type of game. But one of the reasons why it caught my attention is because it's got Troy Baker and Roger Clark. So Troy Baker, if you don't remember, he voices Joel from The Last of Us. Roger Clark voices Arthur Morgan from Red Dead Redemption 2. And somebody else, I can't remember, but the reviews, because they just came out a few days ago, but the reviews have been kind of a little middling. So maybe that probably will be one I'll wait and catch on a sale a little bit later this year. Same thing with this Immortals of Avium. This was one, it's, I guess, kind of like, can kind of like define it as like a first person magic type of game that also kind of been getting some mixed reviews and stuff, whatever. So, but you know, the idea and stuff seems interesting, so that might be one maybe might pick up a little bit later when it's on sale or something. So we'll see. What else for this month? Now, this is a big one that I'm highly anticipating, but will unfortunately have to go on the Black Friday holiday sale list, and that is Armored Core 6 Fires of Rubicon. Now, Armored Core 6, this is one that I've heard a lot of great things about. I've heard like the reviews have been out through the roof because it just came out today as of the time of me recording this and stuff. But I've never played any of the Armored Core games and stuff back in the day, but you know, I do, of course, like in recent years I've gotten used to, or I've been enjoying stuff like Gundam, like Iron Blood Orphans and Witch from Mercury and stuff, whatever. And I've enjoyed some of the FromSoft games over the years, like Bloodborne and stuff like that. And so I'm happy for the fans of the series, though, that like it's been, I think, like over 10 years since the last Armored Core game, because the last time they did Armored Core games was before they even did the Demon's Souls and Dark Souls stuff. So I know a lot of people are highly anticipating this, whatever. But like I said, the reviews seem good, seem real solid or whatever. But this is one, just due to money and time or whatever, I'll be picking up a little bit later this year. But definitely one, like I said, I'm glad to hear that the reviews and stuff, whatever, are looking good for it. This next one is kind of like an indie game that got announced, feels like forever ago. Goodbye Volcano High. Now, this is one that was kind of like a on my radar, like I said, just because I love my kind of like story heavy narrative games. And so the synopsis of this one is, you know, it's the final year of high school and graduation looms on the horizon. Will the students of Volcano High have enough time to figure themselves out before it's all over? Is it too late to tell their crush how they feel? Are they even ready for what comes next? Goodbye Volcano High is a cinematic narrative game about the end of an era and the beginning of a love story. So, and of course, the Volcano High thing, whatever, this seems like showing off the timeline, or because a lot of the characters and stuff would have seemed to be dinosaurs, and it seems to be like when the infamous meteor that struck the earth that wiped out the dinosaurs is coming. So pretty sure there's gonna be some heartfelt stuff with that game, but that comes out next week, so that might be one I might I don't know, I probably, once again, probably won't be able to pick it up immediately, but it's highly on my list of stuff to check out. Let's see, next up is Sea of Stars. Now, Sea of Stars, this is a really big one that is like mega high on my list, because this is a game. So first of all, it is a prequel to the game series The Messenger, the kind of like side-scrolling, I think kind of like roguelike type of game, whatever. But Sea of Stars is kind of more like a Chrono Trigger type of action RPG type of game, and it's been a super long time since I've really gotten to play and gotten into one of those types of games. But I definitely recommend, if this game even sounds like it's up your alley, there is a free demo available on all systems, PC, Switch, Xbox, and PlayStation. Download the demo, check it out, and just kind of, you know, make that kind of judgment call for yourself. But I played like a good like hour or so of that demo. I played like a little bit on Switch, but I really dove deep into that demo on my PS5 a few weeks back, whatever. And I was laughing because even Vash was enjoying just like the art style and colorfulness, and of course the music and stuff of it was fantastic. So I'm looking forward to playing this, because now this is why this has kind of moved up my radar of stuff to try out or whatever, is because this game upon release will be both on Xbox Game Pass and PlayStation Plus Extra. So I have both of those, but of course, you know, when possible, I love to play stuff on PlayStation, whatever. So I'm going to play, because originally I was going to play it on Xbox Game Pass, whatever, because it is what it is. But they announced it a few weeks ago, whatever. Hey, it's also coming on PlayStation Plus Extra. So, hey, I'm going to be playing that there. So I look forward to diving into this game. I honestly had to force myself to stop playing the demo, because I'm like, all right, Rob, you're getting too deep into this, whatever, and you're going to want to, you know, start over and all that stuff, whatever, when the game actually comes out. But it was a nice meaty demo, like I said, to kind of give me a good taste of how the combat and everything is going to work for the game. So yeah, so Sea of Stars, that comes out on August 29th. So from this point forward, I'm going to try to start saying dates and stuff. Though, like I said, I am kind of structured this to where, you know, y'all will know at least like the month or whatever this stuff is coming out. But yeah, so Sea of Stars, check that out. Another one that's coming out that same day that I've also kind of had my eyes on for a while is this game called Under the Waves. Now, this is a game that is kind of like published, not created, but published by Quantic Dream. Now, I've loved a lot of stuff that Quantic Dream has done in the past, like Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls and Detroit Become Human and stuff, whatever. And so the fact that they're kind of like backing this game, whatever, kind of has my attention. And so the synopsis for this is kind of like, Under the Waves is a narrative-driven adventure game about the engulfing power of grief. Set in the depths of the North Sea in a techno-futuristic 1970s, professional diver Stan is struggling to overcome a life-changing loss and embrace a new future. The oscillation of the deep sea is a lifting, is a fitting manifestation of his state of mind. And of his state of mind. And as Stan retreads further into his self-imposed solitude, he starts to experience strange events far beneath the waves. Stuck between life and death, Stan will have to make the most significant choice of his existence. If that's not a Robert type of synopsis, I don't know what is. But that definitely just reads like, man, I'm ready to be hit with all the emotions, all the feels. But yeah, so that'll be coming out on PS4, PS5, all the Xbox systems, Steam, and Epic Game Store. So like I said, this is definitely one that is on my radar and stuff. So like I said, this is a super Robert type of game. So and depending on the price, I don't know, like I said, if I'm going to get it day one. But it's definitely one that is on my freaking radar. And that might be it for... That might be it for August. Because Somerville is coming out. It's coming to PlayStation. That's already on Xbox and it was on Game Pass or whatever. It was from one of the previous creative people behind Limbo and Inside from back in the day. Because the developers had split up to go and they both created two new teams or whatever. Which one of them has a game coming up later on. I'm going to talk about or whatever. But yeah, so... We're going to transition to September in just a second. All right, so September. Now, literally, just minutes ago, I was going to start with Starfield. But, as I and once again, shout out to Game Informer, man, because this list, there's so much stuff I'm sitting on here to where I'm like, I don't even know what that is, or stuff is getting put on my list or whatever. And there's something coming out a day before Starfield called Chance of Sinnar. Now, this game, once again, looks like a Robert type of video game. And I just discovered that there is a demo for it right now to download. So, thanks to the power of technology, while I'm in here recording, I was able to set this thing to download to my PS5 from my phone. So, I look forward to diving into that demo this weekend. But yeah, so it says, embark on a captivating journey to restore the connections between the people of a vast mythical tower. Unravel the mysteries around you through deciphering ancient languages and solving puzzles. Explore the enthralling world in a colorful, poetic setting and driven by a soul-stirring soundtrack. So, hey, this... I don't know. Like I said, this might not be one I get day one or whatever. But hey, thanks to this article and stuff, whatever, it is now on my radar. So, Chance of Sinnar. So, that one, I'm going to be playing that demo this weekend. So, Starfield. Bethesda's first new IP. And I think, like, 25 years or something crazy, whatever. Yeah, Starfield is the first new universe from Bethesda Game Studios in 25 years. And for those of you who do not know, Starfield, Bethesda, this is the same studio who has made the Fallout series and the Elder Scrolls series. So Fallout 3, 4, Skyrim, Oblivion, yada, yada, yada. And it is a sci-fi game. That seems too big to comprehend because they literally talk about they have hundreds of planets to explore and everything. It just seems like such a daunting task to try to tackle this game. But, and of course, the pressure on this game because it is also being seen as possibly Xbox's biggest, most important game in their history since Halo. A lot of people are kind of, you know, putting it on that pedestal. And that might be true because it's like, okay, hey, y'all been buying up all these studios and stuff, whatever. Now we need to see, like, some results and stuff, whatever. But, hey, you know, like, I'm not necessarily like the biggest like RPG type of person anyways, especially stuff like Skyrim and Fallout and stuff, whatever. I've dabbled in them and I liked them a little bit, but I've never actually like 100% completed them or whatever. But one of the beauties now of them being part of Xbox is this game will be on Game Pass day one on September 6th. Or for the people who don't feel like waiting, and I feel like it's going to be a lot of people doing this, they of course will have a early access version that will come out September 1st, where you can pay a little bit extra money and get to play it a whole week early or whatever. So shout out to those of y'all that will do that, but you know, I'll be cool and I'll just wait for it to come on Game Pass or whatever. But yeah, but Starfield is one. I don't know how much time and stuff I'll dedicate to it, but you know, I for sure will jump in just out of sheer curiosity, because this is kind of one of those kind of like tempo games to where it's like this might shift the industry, kind of like Zelda and Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, and you know, From Software with Elden Ring last year. It's like, it's just one of those marquee titles of CD Projekt Red with The Witcher 3 back in the day. And so it'll be interesting to see how things go. The embargo for the game will be lifting on August 31st, so a week from now. Reviews and impressions will be coming out, so those of y'all that want to hear more thoughts from people that's playing it or whatever, check your YouTube and your podcast feeds, because you'll be seeing all that stuff a week from now. But so Starfield, and let's see, next, this is one. I guess I'll shout out to the Pokemon Scarlet and Violet DLC will be coming out on September 13th. Don't have any, you know, interest in that right now, because unfortunately Scarlet and Violet is the first Pokemon games in the whole series that I didn't purchase or whatever, so I have no clue too much about those games. So obviously I know of them and seen plenty of videos and gameplay and stuff with it, but that's like my first time in all my life, my 33 years of living, that I have not played, at least tried, you know, a new game or whatever. So but yeah, that's for y'all. Shout out to my son, I forgot to mention, and this is one he wants for his birthday, and funny enough, it's coming out on his birthday, NBA 2K24 coming out on September 8th, my oldest son's birthday, so he asked for it. I'm like, of course, I'll get it for you. But okay, so the next one, like I said, this is one I kind of just want to shout out or whatever, because I know nothing of this series, but I know some people might have some affinity for it from back in the past. Baten Kaitos 1 and 2 HD Remaster is coming out September 15th on the Nintendo Switch. So I think it's like an old school RPG that I know, like when this got announced, a lot of people were hype and excited for it. So just put that on y'all's radar for those of y'all that might have played it back in the day and are interested or whatever. It's coming out then. Next up, we have a double header on September 19th. First of all, Lies of P. And this one is coming out on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC. This is the game that is basically kind of like Pinocchio meets Bloodborne, so to speak, or crossover, whatever. So you are a puppet created by Geppetto, who's caught in a web of lies with unimaginable monsters and untrustworthy figures standing between you and the events that have befallen the world of Lies of P. Now, this is one, I don't know if the demo is still out or not, but they put out a demo earlier in the summer on all platforms, like I said, Xbox, PlayStation, and PC or whatever. I played the demo on PS5 or whatever, and I really liked the aesthetic of it or whatever. And I'll go ahead and mention too, it will be coming out on Xbox Game Pass day one as well, so I might try it a little bit more there or whatever, which I need to get my wife a new controller, because Vash done jacked up her controller that I bought for her for freaking Valentine's Day earlier this year, funny enough. So, but anyway, and I love the look and aesthetic of it or whatever, but the gameplay just wasn't as tight as I hoped it would be or whatever. But honestly, like from jump, you can immediately, even if nobody told you that, hey, this kind of has like a Bloodborne vibe, just from the way the initial enemies were shambling towards you, remind you of like the early Bloodborne dudes with the pitchforks and stuff, and like the way you attack the enemies or whatever, same rhythm and stuff, whatever, as Bloodborne, but not as tight and fluid or whatever. There wasn't like enough kind of like feedback in the gameplay and stuff, whatever, for it. So I hope that they get that smoothed out or whatever, because like I said, just the thought of a Pinocchio type Bloodborne hybrid or whatever sounds like a perfect game, because like Bloodborne is like I think the only From Software game that I've beaten or whatever, and I love that game whatever when it came out. And so hopefully, like I said, hopefully things are ironed out better by the time it comes out in a month or so. But like I said, I might not get it to it day one or whatever, but with it being on Game Pass, then hey, that would at least maybe increase my chances of playing it sooner than later. So, because that's, you know, less coins I got to pull out of my pocket for that one. So the other one that's coming out the same day is Mortal Kombat 1. Now, after the events of Mortal Kombat 11 and Aftermath, which honestly I haven't really played any of the actual like full story of this recent trilogy that started with Mortal Kombat 9 through 10 and 11 and then the Aftermath DLC whatever, but I do know that things happened in a way to where basically kind of like the timeline kind of like got reset in a way to where this is kind of like a reshaping, reimagining of the timeline, a rebirth of the series. And so a lot of things that we kind of have known from Mortal Kombat over the years are kind of like getting turned and twisted on their heads, like Scorpion and Sub-Zero, they're now brothers. And I think same thing with Melina and Katana and stuff. So it's kind of like cool to see all these characters and stuff kind of like shown in a new light and being reimagined and stuff. So, and of course, all the trailers and stuff look freaking dope as who all knows what. But now, I'm not too much of a fighting game person myself, but I always just admire just like how much they've delve into the story and stuff with Mortal Kombat or whatever. So Mortal Kombat 1 coming out September 19th on PS5, Xbox Series, and PC. So shout out to the fighting game community, shout out to all my old homies from back in college, man. It was a whole bunch of y'all, Derek and Lance and all y'all dudes that was super heavy in the fighting games and stuff, whatever, and even now to this day, whatever. So shout out to all y'all. I know a lot of people gonna be on that real heavy when it comes out. Just a couple I want to shout out. I don't have any plans to play these myself, but Payday 3 coming out September 21st, PS5, Xbox Series, and PC. And this is another one that I believe is gonna be on Xbox Game Pass. Cyberpunk 2077, Phantom Liberty, PS5, Xbox Series, and PC, coming out September 26th. Shout out to the homie Polo from Mike Check Waifu Waifu Podcast. I know he is super hyped for this one or whatever, because I know he loves Cyberpunk 2077. I never played it or whatever, but I know it had a rocky start years ago, but they've ironed out all that stuff. And then with the Cyberpunk Edgerunners anime that came out a year ago, I know that kind of like was like a big resurgence of the game and stuff, whatever. So shout out to those fans and the team for sticking with that game, whatever. And like I said, for the anime kind of like breathing new life into it or whatever. So and shout out to Idris Elba, that's gonna be in the game too, along with Keanu Reeves. But yeah, I think that's kind of it. I have to shout this out or whatever. Well, a couple things. There's a free update to Sonic Frontiers called the Final Horizon. It's gonna be like new story expansions and stuff that's gonna be for free on September 28th. So I never played Sonic Frontiers, but I heard people that actually enjoyed it or whatever. So shout out to y'all. Dragon Quest Adventures of Dai Infinity Strash. Now, those of y'all that's been listening to the podcast for a while, y'all know that some years back I was real heavy on the Adventures of Dai anime that came out, which I still need to go back and finish because that sucker was like 100 episodes long. And I was watching it week to week for like the first like 30 or so episodes. And then I just kind of fell off, whatever. And it just kept going and going and going. But I know it ended with 100 episodes. So I want to go back to that or whatever. And like I said, when they announced that there was going to be a game. So shout out to this game, whatever. Like I said, September 28th, PS4, all the PlayStation, all the Xbox, PC, and Switch. So shout out to that. So this is the last big game of the month, or not big, so to speak, or whatever, but one that is heavy on my radar or whatever. Because like I mentioned, how the developers from Inside and Limbo split, and one went to go do one thing, which was the, what did I say earlier, that game, Somerville, which was kind of eh. The other one is making this game called Cocoon. Now, I've talked about this game before. But Cocoon, okay, it was the lead gameplay designer from Limbo and Inside. So this game is a kind of like adventure puzzle type of game or whatever. And it is just so trippy. And I highly encourage y'all, those of y'all that's not subscribed or whatever, watch this episode of the podcast on YouTube, because I'm showing pictures and video of all this stuff, whatever. But just like the look and the puzzles and stuff, whatever, they say worlds within worlds. Cocoon is a unique take on a puzzle adventure, on the puzzle adventure genre, in which each world exists within an orb that you carry on your back. So you kind of like carry it like you're like a dung beetle type of thing, whatever. Wrap your head around the core mechanic of leaping between worlds, and combine and manipulate and rearrange them to solve intricate puzzles. So hey, this is once again a Robert type of video game that I am very excited to play. And so like I said, this will be coming out September 29th on PC, Xbox, Switch, and PlayStation. So I'm excited to play this. I don't think this is going to be on any subscription service or whatever, but hey, they can definitely have my money, because like I said, I enjoy Inside of Limbo, so I definitely want to support more of those games. And I guess last thing I just want to shout out, I don't give a care about soccer or football and stuff, whatever, or FIFA, but I just, for people's radars or whatever, once again, in informational purposes or whatever, this is the first year that EA doesn't have the FIFA name for the game series or whatever. So going forward, the game series that used to be known as FIFA will now be called EA Sports FC. So, which is football club. So, EA Sports Football Club 24 and all the platforms, whatever. Like I said, I just wanted just to inform y'all, in case anybody that listens to the podcast is a fan of the FIFA series, just so that you're aware of that, for when you go in the store to buy it or whatever, you won't be looking for the FIFA box because it won't be there. So, yeah. So, we're through September, which was a pretty solid month, but this upcoming month, October, is even crazier, so I'll be right back to talk about October. All right, back with October, which is probably the most packed month for this fall, so much so that I was even finding stuff, like I've got more tabs open than probably the last 2 months combined. But yeah, so let's dive into what we got for October, and see what, you know, what more we gonna pull out your wallet. So first off, and this is one I don't know, I probably won't even play, but there was just interesting to see, there is a Hellboy game called Web of Weird, WYRD Punches, coming out October 4th. And I don't know, it has like a very interesting art style, but don't know too much more about it aside from that. It'll be coming out on PS4, 5, Xbox, Switch, and PC. So Don't know. We'll see how that one goes once, you know, reviews and stuff hit. Now, this month was so big that we had two games move away from each other in opposite directions to, of course, they're both getting away from Spider-Man, but Assassin's Creed, and then I'll talk about Alan Wake later, but Assassin's Creed moved up a couple of weeks while Alan Wake 2 moved back a week or whatever. But yeah, so Assassin's Creed Mirage coming out October 5th to PS5 and PS5, Xbox, and PC and stuff. And so this is kind of a return to form, so to speak, for Assassin's Creed. This is kind of one where after Valhalla, because pretty much like from Origins and then Odyssey and then Valhalla, the games just got so ridiculously huge that, you know, I haven't finished any of them since Origins and stuff, whatever. And I bought Valhalla, the most expensive edition, all this stuff, whatever. And granted, I put like 30 plus 40 hours, I think, into it or whatever. Didn't even come close to ending or whatever. And so myself and a lot of people have been longing for them to kind of like return to a smaller, tighter game like back in the day with the Ezio trilogy and stuff, whatever. And that's what they're promising with Mirage, to where they say it'd be more like a 20, 30 hour game, which is music to my ears. But yeah, so Assassin's Creed Mirage, you play as Basim, forgive me if I'm mispronouncing that or whatever. But this one takes place, let's see, make sure I get the location right. Baghdad, takes place in Baghdad. So I'm very interested, and they announced the other day too that this game will be fully dubbed in Arabic as well, which is pretty awesome that they are putting that extra care and attention into the game and the culture and stuff behind it. So but this is one that probably, unfortunately, will be on the Black Friday pile for me later this year, actually, just because of time and stuff, whatever. And plus, Ubisoft games are notorious for going on sale super quick. And like the last like handful of years, like the last couple of Assassin's Creed games, the Watch Dogs games, and everything else in between, like dropping down immediately to freaking $40, $30, whatever. So I think I'm gonna try to wait and see with this one, but I am just very excited to potentially, hopefully, fall in love with Assassin's Creed again. Like I said, this is like a very different, very unique setting and cast of characters. So I look forward to diving in. So, all right. So next up from Assassin's Creed, and like I said, that was October 5th. Just want to shout out October 6th, Detective Pikachu Returns. I never played it, the last Detective Pikachu game, which actually, it never came out over here now that I think about it or whatever. But I did enjoy the live-action Detective Pikachu movie all them years back, whatever. So, but like I said, just put that on y'all's radar. The next one I'm interested in is Sonic Superstars. And this is coming out October 17th. I think this is coming out on all systems. Yeah. PS5, 4, Xbox, Switch, PC, whatever. And this is the one that's going to have 4-player co-op. Or up to 4-player co-op, whatever. And stuff. So, but this is another one. I'll get it later at a discount or whatever. Just because I know this would be something that myself and Vash would love to play through this game, whatever. So, but just definitely wanted to shout it out because the art style and stuff looks very, very cute, very adorable. And it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. So, Sonic Superstars, October 17th. Now this game called The Gap is one that I literally just stumbled upon while I was reading through this list, and once again, this seems like a super Robert type of game. So the synopsis of it: The Gap is a sci-fi first-person narrative exploration thriller. You play as Joshua Hayes, a neurologist who's lost it all. Your mysterious ability to explore parallel realities through deja vu seems to be the only way to recover your memories and salvage your life. The year is 2045. You wake up lying on the floor of a messy apartment. Who are you? Is there anybody around? All that is left of recent human contact are confusing messages. Feeling like you could black out anytime soon, you decide to explore. Certain documents you come across offer a glimpse into your ostensible past as Joshua, a neurologist who's made some questionable life choices. Inevitably, your mission becomes a piece, becomes to piece together the missing fragments of your past and solve the mystery of your family's affliction, or so you may think. This seems like a boatload of stress that I am ready to dive into, whatever. But like I said, I was just scrolling through and I see something called The Gap, and I'm like, what is that? But yeah, so October 19th, PS5, Xbox Series, and PC from Label This Studio. So, hey, you know, I'm throwing it on the list of stuff I want to get to eventually. So, so now, the big one for me, October 20th, which October 20th is a doubleheader day because we have both Spider-Man 2, which I don't have to say too much about it or whatever. We all know what it is. Like, what more is there to say or whatever? But this is definitely one of my most anticipated games. I have the Spider-Man 2 Special Edition controller on pre-order that comes out on September 1st. That I'm excited to go pick up to finally have a new controller for myself. But yeah, so October 20th, excited for that. I've pretty much tried to be as media blackout as possible from this point forward. Don't need to see or hear too much more, whatever, but Spider-Man 2. And along with that same day, Super Mario Brothers Wonder is also coming out for the Switch. So yeah, Spider-Man on PS5, Mario on Switch, head to head. But this one just looks so freaking dope and fun from when they showed off that trailer a couple months back, whatever. So I'm very excited to play this, whatever. Now, recent news that came out about this, whatever, or about Mario in general, I just want to tell some news while I'm thinking about it, whatever, is that the voice actor for Mario, Charles Martinet, is officially retired. So now, I don't know if they haven't announced or made clear or not if he still will be the one that voiced this game, whatever, or what the future of the voice of Mario will be. But either way, October 20th, I'm excited to play Super Mario Brothers Wonder. Now, those are like my big ones for the month. A couple I'm going to shout out along the way. October 25th, there's a Alone in the Dark game. I don't know if this is like a remake, I think. But I don't know, but that's coming out on PS5, Xbox, and PC. So, who knows? Ghost Runner 2. I know a lot of people love that first game a couple years back. So, this one's coming out also on PS5, Xbox, and PC October 26th. And I think there's a chance this might be on PC. I don't know. Don't 100% quote me on that. But that's coming out. This one kind of indie game I just wanted to kind of shout out or whatever. It's coming out on Switch and PC at the end of September, but then at the end of October for PS5, for PlayStation and Xbox. It's called Minako's Night Market. Don't know too much about it, but it's kind of like a smaller like adventure type of game that looks pretty cute that I'm, you know, might check out eventually at some point. But like I said, wanted to put on somebody's radar. Now, big one, last big one of the month, Alan Wake 2. Man, like this art just screams terror. Now, I've still never played the original Alan Wake because it was exclusive to Xbox 360 back in the day, but they recently did a remaster of it and it's on PlayStation Plus, so I grabbed it, so I plan on playing it sometime soon. But Alan Wake 2 is one that I kind of have my eyes on. Though, granted, I'm not too big into spooky stuff or whatever, but it might be the right amount of kind of like a thriller that I might be able to handle. So, but don't know if I'll get around to it at launch, because like I said, with it coming out a week after Spider-Man and Mario, my wallet might be like, yo, Rob, you gotta come back to that at a later date and time. But it's definitely one that I am interested in checking out. Now, last game of the month that is on Robert's radar is this game called Jacent. And this is going to be on Halloween, October 31st, PS5, Xbox Series, and PC. And the reason why this game is on my radar is because it is done by Don't Nod, who did the Life is Strange games. And so this is a action puzzle climbing game tour. It looks like you're like a mountain climber or something or whatever. But I don't know, the trailer and stuff of it or whatever looks, once again, this is one of those, as my wife calls it, a Robert type of game. So I'm excited to try it out. It says experience climbing like never before, relax and bask in nature, journey with a companion made of water. So, but it's kind of like a very beautiful looking game, but like, so just one I'm curious to take a look at when it comes out. So like I said, Jacent, that's the last big one for October, I believe. Let me look through. Yep. So take another little break and I'll be right back to talk about the games of November. So be right back. All right, so November. Now, this is a little bit lighter month as we kind of, you know, as we get ready to start winding down the year with games, but still a few things I just, you know, want to put on y'all's radar. So this first one I see coming out on November 2nd called Thirsty Suitors. I love the art style of these two ladies here on the cover. But it says the story from Outer Loop Games comes Thirsty Suitors, a game about culture, relationships, family pressures, and expressing oneself. Can Jala handle her demanding parents, reconcile with her exes, and mend broken friendships in time for her sister's wedding? Will she be ready for the impending visit of Nani, the family's terrifying and judgmental matriarch? Through the game story, Jala will confront her exes in cinematic turn-based battle sequences. This sounds pretty dope. And looking at like the gameplay and stuff or whatever, it looks like really cool. She's up here like skateboarding through the city and stuff, and doing like little mini games and stuff. So this looks pretty cool. So it's a Thirsty Suitors, and that'll be out on PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox, Switch, and PC, like I said, November 2nd. Now, this is a big one that is super high on my list. Once again, a Robert type of game. The Invincible from Starward Industries, coming to November 6th to PS5, Xbox, and PC. Now, I think I might have talked about this a while back when I first discovered it or whatever, but somebody had described it as kind of like a Firewatch in space. And Firewatch is a game that I really enjoyed back in the day, which actually just got added to Xbox Game Pass recently. But yeah, so The Invincible. Discover the limits of human understanding. Immerse yourself in a story based on a classic sci-fi novel by Stanislaw Lem about mankind's stubborn push towards places that are not meant for us. Join a brave scientist on her perilous journey. Your name is Yasna. You wake up on a planet registry with no recollection of how you got there. It's up to you to unravel the secrets of this unexplored world. Beautiful planet, untouched by humans. Immerse yourself in the game with unique aesthetics. So, retro futuristic vibe, all that stuff. But this is, yeah, I am excited for for this one. So this is definitely hopefully a potential day one for me to play the Invincible. So yeah, so looking forward to that. This next one I'm excited about, and I didn't realize it was coming out that it had got a date. So I had just mentioned a game called Jacent from Don't Nod Studios. Well, this is their other game called Banishers Ghost of Eden, coming to PS5, Xbox Series, and PC November 7th. Now, this is more like a role-playing game. So, Banishers Ghost of New Eden, a new title from Don't Nod, who did Life is Strange and Vampyr. Immerse in an unforgettable action RPG that takes you on an exhilarating journey between life and death, love and sacrifices. You assume the roles of a couple of banishers, experienced split hunters entrusted with the daunting task of lifting a malevolent and ominous curse. Become a beacon of hope in a world consumed by darkness, and find a way to unite with the love of your life. So, this is super dope. The setting is in New Eden, 1695. Communities of settlers are plagued by a haunting curse. As banishers step into their lives, investigate the source of evil, unravel chilling mysteries, explore diverse landscapes, and interact with unforgettable characters whose fate lies in your hands. Now, like I said, freaking Life is Strange, one of my all-time favorite series, especially when it comes to story and making choices and stuff. And thinking about them taking those that background and stuff, whatever, of what they did in Life is Strange, and apply it and get it into like a bigger scope, higher production quality action RPG game. Hey, you got me sold. So I am very excited to play this. And so the two characters is Red, a once remorseful mercenary haunted by the ghosts of his past victims. He found redemption through Antia's saving grace, and their love blossoms amiss. Antia tragically passes away, and Red faces a heart-wrenching dilemma between his love and his vows as a banisher. And so Atina, a highly skilled banisher, after an ill-advised attack, she is killed, leaving her lover in solitude and profound despair. Unable to move to the next plane of existence, whatever that is, Atina, or Antia, returns as the thing she despises most, a ghost. Torn between her bond with her beloved and the nightmare of her new condition, she makes Red swear to help her find deliverance from this horror. I've said a lot, but I am beyond excited to play this game. So, Banishers Ghost of New Eden, November 7th. Looking forward to playing that. Just a few shout-outs. Like a Dragon Gaiden, The Man Who Erased His Name. This is basically the new Yakuza game, coming out November 9th on PS5, 4, Xbox Series, and PC from Sega. You already know what it is if you're into the Yakuza / Like a Dragon series. That's a series I've still never been able to, or I still haven't gotten around to trying yet. Maybe someday, but that's coming out then. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 coming out on Xbox and PlayStation and PC. Y'all know what that is. What is this? November 10th. So, big game. November 17th. Coming out on freaking everything. PS4 and 5, Xbox, PC, and Switch. Naruto X Boruto Ultimate Ninja Storm Connections. Now, probably won't play this because I played all the old Ninja Storm games, but I didn't even know what this was. I saw the name, had no clue what it was, but basically this is a collection bringing together key story moments from the Ultimate Ninja Storm games. Now, these games were so dope back in the day. I love them. But basically, this is to kind of like celebrate the 20th anniversary of the series. And so, yeah. So, it might be a cool way to kind of like relive some of those games. But, you know, just kind of just more... All the games just kind of like condensed into one, so to speak. So, last few here for November. Persona 5 Tactica coming to PS5 for Xbox, Switch, and PC November 17th. This is the kind of like tactical strategy game based on Persona 5. And Super Mario RPG coming out to the Switch. This one is a remake of the classic, I think, Super Nintendo game. So, yeah, so that's it for November. Like I said, kind of light. And I guess I'll shout out too for Biomutant is coming out on Switch November 30th, which I have that on. I downloaded that as part of PlayStation Plus. I need to still check out or whatever. And then Hogwarts Legacy coming out November 14th. So that game took the gaming world by storm earlier this year. So we'll see how it does when it comes out on Switch. So, all right, so. Last bit, we'll come back in a second and talk about December, so be right back. Alright, so December, super mega ultra light, because not many things come out in December, but a couple of things to put on your radar. Small one, have no history or anything with this series, but still want to shout it out. Dragon Quest Monsters, the Dark Prince, coming out on Nintendo Switch December 1st. Apparently, I guess that was like a popular series on like the Game Boy and stuff, like way back in the day. So, if you're interested, if you play that series back in the day, whatever, there's a new one coming. And the big one for me, which I never would have thought in a million years before I saw gameplay of this that I would be excited for this, but I am. Avatar: Frontiers of Pandora coming out December 7th, PS5, Xbox Series, and PC from Ubisoft, of course. This is the kind of like open world action RPG, kind of like Far Cry-esque type of game. But and I talked about this like a couple months back when they first kind of like showed it off, whatever. But I am legit excited and interested to freaking play this game, y'all. Like, but once again, I don't know if I'll play it at launch or I'll have to wait. I don't know. But you know. Like I said, this just looks like it'd be right up my alley, man. And this game looks freaking stunning. Freaking gorgeous. Like, every time they show gameplay and stuff, whatever, it is like, yo, like they got the full budget for this game, whatever. So, but yeah, and I guess the quick synopsis of this is abducted by the human militaristic corporation known as RDA U Anavi, were trained and molded to serve their purpose. 15 years later, you are free, but find yourself a stranger in your birthplace. Reconnect with your lost heritage, discover what it means to be Navi, and join other clans to protect Pandora from the RDA. So, yeah. So, this one is going to be super dope. Super excited to try it out. But yeah, so that's kind of it for me with the games I'm looking forward to playing. And I want to give just a quick shout out to the few people who did reply to my call for, you know, hearing what other people out there are interested in. So let me find those real quick. Okay, so the homie WinterVenom91 over on Twitter from the Behind the Manga podcast, he said Starfield, Spider-Man 2, Star Ocean, the second story R, and Like a Dragon Gaiden. That's what he's excited about. Over on Instagram, Claude said Spider-Man 2 and Football Club 24. Jimmy Quill said Detective Pikachu Returns and Spider-Man 2. And then my old homie Chris from back home said Spider-Man 2. So, of course, lots of hype and expectation for Spider-Man 2. But yeah, so like I said, like that was a lot of freaking games to kind of go through. But like I said, like the big ones that are like, okay, yeah, these are like definitive must plays, or at least like taking out for a test drive for me. Like I said, Sea of Stars, Starfield, Spider-Man, Mario, Jacent, and Avatar, and all that stuff. I don't need to rehash it again, but yeah, like this, we eating good this year, and I definitely look forward to, like, at the end of the year, kind of like reflecting, because a lot of people, and rightfully so, have already kind of like said that this year is kind of like setting up to be one of those landmark historic years that we look back on as like this was like one of the like you know, industry shifting or important years, like 98 and 2007 and stuff like that. So great, but yeah, one of those potential landmark years. But you know, we'll let the year finish off before we, you know, get too ahead of ourselves. But it's already been a crazy year of gaming. Even if, you know, obviously everybody's not gonna play everything, but you know, just even just like looking on this year so far, which, let me kind of scroll through this thing real quick. Maybe if it'll load. It's just been like a freaking stellar year, to say the least. And I still have a bunch of stuff that I started or downloaded and just never started. So I have a lot I want to get into, whatever. So and I kind of hope I can find my gaming groove, because that's one thing I be hating. Is sometimes I just don't be in the mood to game or whatever. But I think I kind of just maybe like chip away like some of these smaller games, kind of get me back in that mindset and that flow or whatever. Especially as we get ready for like some of these bigger games and stuff, whatever. So but yeah, so you know, let me know what y'all think of the stuff that I shouted out. Is there any stuff that I missed that you're excited about playing or looking forward to for the rest of the year, or that, you know, is in close proximity that you still want to go back and knock out? And so before we get out of here, there's like a few like small news things I kind of want to just touch on briefly before we get out of here. It's been a while since I've done an podcast episode this long, but just a couple of things I just want to shout out. The Xbox 360 store is shutting down July 29th, 2024. So you won't be able to purchase things from like the Xbox 360 directly, but a lot of that stuff is already on backwards compatibility, but you still might want to take a look at that list and stuff. They announced the Little Nightmares 3, which this third one is actually going to be done by Supermassive, who is the studio that did Until Dawn. So that's a very exciting partnership and stuff. So that's coming out sometime next year. Once again, for the fighting game people, Tekken 8 got a release date of January 26th of next year. Let me pull up some of this stuff I want to show y'all. Let me see. Persona 3 Remake got a date for February of next year. There's this game. I think this is made by like a Korean studio, I believe. Called Crimson Desert. Oh, I'm not even showing my screen. But this game looked freaking insane, man. Like it looked like it had like a little bit of every game known to man. Because they were showing like freaking like Sky Island stuff from like Tears of the Kingdom, Elden Ring looking stuff with like giant bosses and stuff, whatever, and like some of the combat and stuff. But some Assassin's Creed vibes. There's just like a lot of stuff happening in this game, but of course there's no date or anything or whatever, but just wanted to maybe put on y'all's radar and stuff that this one might have probably been announced for a long time, but I'm just now really seeing it and hearing about it or whatever. So, so Crimson Desert looks very, very interesting. They talked about a bunch of the, Destiny 2 roadmap or whatever going forward. I guess like the next big expansion, the Final Shape, is coming out February 27th next year. And then that's kind of like the end of like this like light and dark saga, I guess, that they've been in for all these years. It's freaking last decade. It's freaking wild to think that Destiny is about to be 10 years old, or it might already be 10 years old now. And then they said, like, going forward after that, they're not doing like the seasonal stuff like they've been doing. They're doing like a kind of like a episodic thing, to where like three times a year they'll have like three episodic things that they release story wise and they're also adding in some kind of like story recap mission playlist thing or something, whatever. So, which that might be interesting for somebody like myself who has fallen super heavy off of the series or whatever, just because it was just too much to keep up with or whatever. So who knows, maybe someday I'll get back into Destiny, who knows. There is this Walking Dead Destinies. It's like a choice adventure type of game where you can make pivotal choices to alter the course of what we know as like the storyline from like the Walking Dead TV show or whatever. So don't know, game looked a little jank, but we'll see. Big one, of course, I gotta talk about this. The freaking where is it at? The PlayStation Portable finally got a name. And this is the device that was formerly known as Project Q. Finally got some hands-on impressions and stuff from, and I definitely got to give a shout out to this guy named The Average Consumer. He's the one like caught me off guard. It was like the other morning, I turned on, or I opened up YouTube at work, or whatever. And the first video, like, just recently got uploaded, like, a few seconds beforehand or whatever. It was like, hey, new PlayStation Portable handheld, hands-on. I was like, is this a gag? And then I, you know, went to Twitter and stuff, whatever. And it was everywhere. So I'm like, okay, cool. He did, like, a really good job giving, like, his impressions and showing off the device and stuff, whatever. So definitely go check out his video for his thoughts and stuff, whatever. But the device, man, I know a lot of people are kind of dunking on it or whatever for the way it looks and all this stuff, whatever. But for myself and my personal lifestyle and needs and stuff, whatever, this is something that speaks to me as a PlayStation gamer, as a dad, with the family, with, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on. This would be my type of thing or whatever, because I already have a Switch or whatever. And I don't necessarily need like another like dedicated handheld like a Steam Deck or the ROG Ally, even though I know there's a lot of benefits or possible things. So maybe someday down the road, if I have like hundreds of dollars to spend or whatever, maybe I might pick up one of those too, whatever. But this is going to be $199, so $200 for this. No firm date on it yet, but just that it's coming out sometime this holiday. But now, one thing to make clear is that this is a streaming only device. This is not a new PlayStation PSP or Vita or whatever. This is strictly for remote play and streaming, where you have to be on Wi-Fi either for the same network within the home or remotely or whatever, but you will be streaming games from your PS5 to this device. So of course, you, like I said, you have to of course already own a PS5. This is not, no, oh, I'm a stream directly from the cloud, my account is like, no, you have to have a PS5 or whatever. So a lot of people are kind of up in arms about it or whatever, but for myself, this might be something I pick up, whatever. Might not be a day one thing. Once again, funds are low, whatever, but this is something that, you know, I'm definitely going to keep my eyes on, especially once it comes out And maybe I might wait on it a little bit, maybe catch it, maybe at some point in a few months or whatever, they might do like a, hey, $50 off sale or whatever, and I might snag it then, but we'll see. Or maybe I'd be blessed this holiday or something or whatever with a boatload of unexpected money, and I decided to get it or whatever. So, but yeah, the PlayStation Portal is, you know, been officially named and shown off and stuff. So I think that might be it for news stuff I wanted to cover. And I guess like last little thing I'll kind of give a shout out to with the Immortals Fenyx Rising sequel. Like we found out like a week or two ago that the sequel had got canceled, but then they kind of gave even more information and description on it, and this is kind of like one of the things like, man, wish that y'all really let this thing at least have a second chance, because I listened to another podcast recently and just kind of like reminded that this game kind of got done dirty in the same sense as kind of like what happened with Titanfall 2 back in the day, where Titanfall 2 got released between Battlefield and Call of Duty that year or whatever, and just got utterly screwed or whatever, sales wise and attention wise or whatever. Well, same thing happened with this, but this was even more egregious because this is three games from the same company all released a month of each other, whatever. It was Watch Dogs Legion at the very end of October, Assassin's Creed Valhalla at the middle end of November, and then Immortals Fenyx Rising beginning of December. So first of all, the games going to December is already being put in out to pasture to die or whatever, but then it's like you have two of your biggest franchises, Assassin's Creed and Watch Dogs Elite, and Watch Dogs with two new games. And this is also, keep in mind, this is also the holiday of when the PS5 and the Xbox Series consoles first came out. So holiday 2020, new consoles, big returning franchises for them, whatever, and new game, whatever. So it didn't sell well or whatever. I think it reviewed decently or whatever, but it's kind of like one of those like darlings. So it was like, man, like there's something here or whatever. Maybe a sequel will kind of clear that up, but unfortunately they snuffed out those dreams and stuff, so we will never see another Immortal Fenyx Rising game, unfortunately, which sucks because I had just downloaded the first game on PlayStation Plus last week and kind of like been like chipping away at it or whatever, and I really love the art style and stuff of that game. So so that's kind of it for like the games and stuff, whatever. And I might kind of wrap it up there. I was gonna talk about some stuff I've been watching. I'll just kind of shout out some shows. I'm not gonna talk about them in depth, but just to kind of name them off that I've got to watch recently was I watched on Netflix the live action adaptation of a manga series called Burn the House Down. Really good drama series, basically about this girl going for revenge after her childhood home got burned down, and then her mother got blamed for it, and so this is like 13 years later or whatever, so she's kind of digging into the truth and stuff of what really happened. So that was a really solid 10 episode series. And I also heard good things about the manga. Shout out to Manga Alerts, because I know he was reading it recently. I need to talk to him and kind of maybe compare notes and stuff. I also watched Tsukumichi Moonlit Fantasy, because once again, shout out to Mike Check. I've heard them guys talk about that series, that anime, lots and lots and lots on their podcast. And when they announced that season 2 is going to be coming out in January, I was like, you know what, let me freaking take a look at this, whatever. And I'm glad I did. It was a very dope watch. I finished it within like a day or two. I definitely plan on doing like a deeper thing on that in the future, and probably maybe save that and put it out closer to when season 2 is about to come out maybe. So and then the last thing to shout out is it's an anime called Hyoka, which shout out once again to Polo from Mike Check. Saw that he was rewatching this or whatever, and this is kind of like a mystery slice of life series, toward this kid is kind of looking into the history of this kind of like a school, like literature club that he's in, and some kind of like mystery stuff surrounding the past of it or whatever, and the connection it has, like, with his sister, because she used to be in it back in the day, and da-da-da-da. So, but that was another really dope one that was very cool to watch. And, yeah, I think that's it, because I'm already going an hour and a half. Like I said, I haven't done a podcast this long in a long time. So, so that was very fun. Like I said, kind of running down the games and stuff that I'm looking forward to for the remainder of the year and stuff to put on y'all's radar. And yeah, I hope that y'all enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I enjoyed doing it. I don't really have too much more to say right now because it's knocking on midnight and we gotta go hopefully get this new car in the morning. So but yeah, but as always, thank y'all so much for watching and or listening. Remember, you can find me everywhere at Danny's to Talk. So make sure to, hey, hit me up. Let me know what y'all thought of the episode, what games and stuff y'all looking forward to. And shout out, I forgot to mention this in the news thing, whatever, but Xbox. So kind of like in the same way that PlayStation is doing the kind of like removable side fan things from the PS5 where you can kind of customize it that way instead of doing like full custom consoles. Xbox is doing this, these console covers, but is this kind of just like neat, kind of like a console wrap to where it just kind of like literally wraps around the console, whatever. And like they're doing one for Starfield, which is probably already sold out by the time y'all are hearing this, but it looks really dope, and it's like a really dope idea to kind of like get around instead of like manufacturing all these like custom individual consoles, whatever, just manufacture these covers, whatever. And you can just slap them on and off or whatever. So it looks like really nice and sleek. So, so anywho, let me get up out of here. Like I said, find me everywhere at Danny's to Talk, and, make sure to check out my recent episodes. I did an episode where I talked about the, Twisted Metal TV series based off of the old video game. And the Gran Turismo movie, both of those were super awesome and way better than I anticipated them being. I did an episode talking about Oppenheimer and Oku of the Inner Chambers, and just kind of like the mindset of somebody that would be put in those positions that those people were putting in those two respective series. I finished reading all of Ikigami the Ultimate, so go check out the manga review of that. And I caught up on my volumes of Karate Survivor in Another World. So lots of other stuff from me to check out. So go give that stuff a watch and or listen. And share the love to everybody about the show. And I look forward to continuing to march forward. Like I said, I got lots more cool things on the horizon. And I'm very excited, like I said, to dive into some video games very soon. Because it's a lot, but I'm very happy to have so much to play, so much to read, so much to watch, and just so much to live for. So I hope all of y'all out there take care of yourselves. And until next time, like I always say, treat yourself to something nice. Read some manga, watch some anime, TV, and movies, play some video games, and live your best life. And before I go, I forgot to mention this at the top. If you're watching this or listening to this before Sunday, August 27th, Sunday is National Cinema Day. So all majority of movie theaters will be doing $4 movie tickets all day Sunday. So go catch some movies. Me and my boys are going to go watch Blue Beetle on Sunday. So I just wanted to sneak that in there. So, but like I said, thank y'all so much for all the love and support. And I'll catch y'all in the next one. Y'all be easy. Peace.